Radio Bilingüe presents Sounds of California, East San Jose. This is part of Sounds of California, a radio series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. This program is produced in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The concert was held before a live audience at the Theater of the Mexican Heritage Plaza in San Jose. The program is hosted by Chelis Lopez and Russell Rodriguez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the School of Arts and Culture at the Mexican Heritage Plaza, home of Los Lupeños de San José, Teatro Visión, and Calpulli Tonaleque Aztec Dance. Thank you for your attention and enjoy the show.
Welcome. Bienvenidos. ¿Cómo están? Bien? Welcome, relatives, again. And also here joined by my children, two of my four kids, Kiawit and Mili. My name is Tamara Mosawani Alvarado. I'm the executive director here at the School of Arts and Culture at Your Mexican Heritage Plaza. I'm also thrilled that we just had an invocation with Calpulli Tonaleque that calls, of course, this place home. The School of Arts and Culture opened up a little under 7 years ago, but the plaza has been here for almost 20 years. And it is my pleasure to see our madrina, Blanca, here in the audience. Un aplauso, por favor, para nuestra madrina. Muchas gracias. And then also, of course, for Elisa Marina Alvarado from Teatro Visión. Thank you so much also for being here and for all the work you've done here on this stage. So muchas gracias. I'll give you a shout out to my primo Jaime, too. You're all right. Hey, okay. So, going back to the School of Arts and Culture, we have been greatly humbled and honored and privileged to be here for the past 6.5 years. Ya van casi para 7 años que estamos aquí. Y ha sido un proceso, ha sido todo un privilegio para nosotros estar aquí trabajando con muchos artistas, con mucha gente de la comunidad. Y precisamente por eso traigo esta playera que dice Mayfair. You are here in Mayfair. You are here in the neighborhood where Cesar Chavez also had his family living in a home just a quarter of a mile down the street on Alum Rock. You make a right on Scharf. Don't make a left. That's by the Wyoming. Also very good food. However, you go make a right on Scharf, and you can go and see this humble home that's still in the Chavez family. Y se los recomiendo a todos que por favor vayan y Estén allí un momento. Reflect a little bit on the history and legacy of this place, that we call home, the Mayfair neighborhood. And one of the other things that I want you to know is that it's not just a legacy. It's not something that's put into a vitrina. You know, we're a living culture, and we're a living set of cultures and community that has come together and is rallying around cultura, arte, organizing, advocacy, gente. So I invite you to come and be a part of this on an ongoing basis. Los invito, por favor, que vengan, tomen una clase, vengan al teatro. Miren nomás qué bello este teatro. ¿No está bello? It is a beautiful theater. I don't have to sell it to this crowd. And I also want to thank in advance all of the people that you're going to see on stage here, all of these artists, young and older. These artists have been working together here. They've been activating the space. Ha sido un placer verlos trabajar aquí en este escenario y también afuera aquí en la placita que tenemos. I want to also introduce Chelis López, and then, of course, I'm not going to say my old friend, but my longtime friend, Russell Rodriguez, who's also somebody that he'll probably get mad if I call him a mentor, so I'm just going to say, hey, is this my longtime friend? So, por favor, un aplauso for your co-MCs tonight.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, todos. Thank you for coming out. We're really happy that you're here. I'm going to talk a little bit about the organization that is kind of behind the aspect of the Sounds of California, or Los Sonidos de California. And this is the Alliance for California Traditional Arts, which is dedicated to supporting the living cultural heritage of California through programs, services, and resources. For over 20 years, they've been providing over $5 million in small grants to over 1,000 artists, groups, and individuals in 50 counties of California. ACTA, which they're better known as, serves as the statewide partner to the California Arts Council for the folk and traditional arts field. Their staff and offices in San Francisco, Fresno, and Los Angeles, and we're collaborating with cultural communities to develop programs engaging traditional arts, creating spaces of belonging, well-being, like the Sounds of California. And we want to just thank some of our funders for today's programming, which is the California Arts Council, the James Irvine Foundation, the William Flora Hewlett Foundation.
Thank you, Russell. Well, again, thank you for being here. Welcome. Well, today we have this beautiful event, Sounds of California, and I want to thank, first of all, Mayfair Neighborhood, a house of sounds born in Hawaii, Aztec territories, Potosina lands, and now we are here in California. So thank you to Radio Bilingüe, ACTA, and Mexican Heritage Plus Theater for welcoming us. The United States is a land of immigrants. That's nothing new, right? But what we're going to prove today is when we left our countries, our cities, and migrate to another places, we bring our own box of music, of sounds that we used to listen in our countries with our parents, with our uncles, aunts, abuelos, abuelas. Bueno, cuando llegamos aquí traemos todo ese bagaje cultural de las canciones que oíamos con nuestros padres, nuestros abuelos. Y para mí es como tener una cajita musical que traemos un poco llena, pero la traemos abierta, porque cuando llegamos a territorio, en este caso de California, empezamos a conocer otras culturas, como lo que vamos a escuchar hoy, algo que viene de Hawái, cantos, danzas, algo que viene de las tierras potosinas. Todo eso que vamos aprendiendo y que vamos uniendo para crear una comunidad cultural que nos hace ser californianos, pero con raíces de otros sitios, de otros países o de otras ciudades. Russell.
Sí, pero voy a hablar un poquito. I'm going to just talk about what the Sounds of California, it's a larger program that we've been doing in collaboration with Radio Bilingüe, the Smithsonian, but specifically here we've started a new project, which is that of, you know, the Sounds of California and thinking about East San Jose, thinking about Mayfair, thinking of this specific lugar where the School of Arts and Cultures is hosted in the Mexican Heritage Plaza. And here we've been participating in a series of events, such as the Mayferia events, and we've been recording people, talking to people about their musics. We've been recording musicians, and today's event is kind of the culmination, which is only a snapshot of what we know is the creativity, the talent of V San Jose. And at this point, let's invite our first participants.
Así es, vamos a darle la bienvenida a Calpulli Tonaleque, es una danza azteca que tienen como misión, entre otras cosas, promover la salud de la comunidad a través de la cultura indígena mexica o mexicana en este caso. Calpulli quiere decir grupo de casas, en otras palabras, comunidad, así que un aplauso para Calpulli Tlaquepaque.
Prometeo, la primera danza es una danza dedicada a nuestros antepasados. Se llama Huehuetilistli, la danza de la antigua. Próximamente les vamos a ofrecer una danza que se llama Tezcatlipoca, el espejo humeante, la reflexión propia de nosotros, la forma de hacernos más fuertes individualmente. ¡Vamos!
Gracias. Calpulli Tonaleque. Let's hear it for them.
Thank you. Gracias, Pedro. Thank you, Pedro. Also, Aquigua, Esencia del Agua. Pedro, sabemos que ustedes se formaron aquí en el barrio y que aceptan gente de la comunidad. Me gustaría que nos cuentes un poquito cómo se involucran con la comunidad, cómo la hacen parte de ustedes, sobre todo a los jóvenes.
Gracias, Tlazocamati. Buenas tardes a todos. Gracias por permitirnos estar aquí y compartir. Nosotros esencialmente somos de aquí, de esta comunidad, y estamos para esta comunidad. Por lo tanto, ensayamos aquí mismo, en su casa, la Escuela de Arte y Cultura, aquí en la plaza. Y nos involucramos en el sentido de que siempre tenemos en mente la necesidad de acompañar a la comunidad en todas las presentaciones que sean necesarias, todas las celebraciones, todas las marchas, lo que la comunidad ocupe, nosotros ahí estamos para apoyarlos. So, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you. The way that we integrate and that we fit into this community is that we not only are part of this community, but we are in service to the community. And so when the community calls on us for, be it a presentation, a talk, a march, any sort of rally, anything that needs a presence of the tradition, of the culture, then we are always there. We practice here at the School of Arts and Culture, and so therefore we stay within the community in order to service.
Y también sabemos que parte de la labor o de la misión que ustedes tienen es hacer esto que es instrucción moral, sobre todo a los jóvenes. ¿Qué es esto de instrucción moral? ¿Es algo que tiene que ver con religión, espiritual? ¿Qué es?
Bien, muy buena pregunta, gracias. Nosotros creemos que la religión es algo muy personal y muy aparte. Eso mejora en nuestras casas. Eso es bonito y debe de promoverse. Lo que nosotros hacemos en términos de la cultura, de la tradición, de la moralidad, es siempre recordarle a nuestros jóvenes especialmente que tenemos una tarea de servir, tenemos una tarea de promover y tenemos una tarea de crecer individualmente para mejorarnos y no depender tanto de los demás. Invitamos a todos los jóvenes, mientras ensayamos aquí nuestros tambores, típicamente un miércoles a las 7 de la tarde, empezamos y hay 8, 9, 10 tambores al mismo tiempo, con el mismo ritmo, fuerte y duro, con ánimo. Y la comunidad aquí alrededor nos escucha y vienen y se acercan. ¿Por qué? Porque en todos nosotros, de herencia mexicana o latina también, tenemos ese gene adentro que nos llama. Nos llama el copal, nos llama el tambor. Y mientras que tal vez no sepamos algo de eso, es a esa curiosidad la que nos habla y se acercan y les damos la bienvenida y les decimos, sin ninguna presión pueden acercarse a mirar, a observar, a preguntar. Y saben lo que pasa tarde o temprano, ya están integrados con nosotros queriendo aprender más de la danza y más de la cultura y más del idioma. So, real quick, we believe that your religion is very personal and it stays at home and it is there to be promoted as you wish. We believe that the cultural morality speaks to spirituality. It speaks to a way of life. It speaks to a responsibility that we have, each one of us within our community, to promote goodness, to promote love. And that translates in promoting culture, in promoting our ancient ways, in relearning those ways. We often hear on Wednesday at 7 p.m. have as many as 7, 8, or 9 drums beating at the same time. And the community will hear it. Those passers-by will hear it. Those driving by will hear it. And they will be drawn to that. Why? Because we have it. It's in our genes. That beautiful culture that our abuelitos and abuelitas left us is still there. And while we may not know something specific about it, we know that it calls us. And so these young, especially the young ones, they will come out and they will look and they will be welcomed with no pressure. And sooner or later, they realize that it's something powerful within them. And by the time you know it, they're here dancing, praying, and being stronger individuals to serve our community.
Gracias, Pedro. Thank you.
Kapule Tonaleke. Thank you.
are listening to Sounds of California, East San Jose, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The program will continue after this break.
In between the performances, I'm going to be presenting a few interludes just to give a little bit of history of this neighborhood, of this area of East San Jose. I was born here in San Jose, and I grew up in the east side off of White and Story. And these are the places that I grew up going to. Guadalupe Church is one of them. Guadalupe Church that was built in 1967, this building. This is the sounds of Guadalupe Church. Guadalupe Church is somewhere where many of the parishioners have been going to celebrate their sacraments, and it's always expected to hear a choir, an organ, and most often a mariachi. But prior to this building in 1967, this is what the church was. And it was actually referred to as the Mission Chapel, Guadalupe Mission, Guadalupe Church, all these different names. And this was built in 1953 to serve the barrio de Sal Si Puedes. Sal Si Puedes was the term that was named this area because it was all dirt. And when it rained, salió un lodal, no? And it was hard to drive out, walk through. And so this is the church that they built. The Spanish-speaking community was going to Five Wounds or to St. Joseph's downtown. I think it was only Five Wounds, and there was St. Francis Cabrini had the Spanish Mass in that time. And then finally they built this church. And most recently, the building that this church has been converted to, which is the McDonald Hall behind the current church, has been recognized as a National Historic Landmark for the work of Cesar Chavez, the community service organization, people like Fred Ross, that did much of their organizing in this building. And one story that I have of this building was right before it was converted into the hall and put back onto a foundation, people were still using it. The church was in a dirt field, and it was on blocks. I don't know, do you guys remember it being on blocks? On like cinder blocks. And Sophie Mendoza, that helped the Los Lupeños acquire the space so that Lupeños can dance in it. And my sister was dancing in the group, and I would go with her. And the building is all wood. So when you get 20 dancers zapateando, you know, to this music, it just, the sound of this building would reverberate, and it was such a beautiful, it's a beautiful memory for me. And now we've seen the church continues to be one of the places of gathering as the Guadalupe Church itself. Now, at this time, I'd like to bring on Damone Carter and Ellis Carter. They are father and son. Damone is a hip-hop artist who has several albums, and was recently awarded, come on out, fellas, was recently awarded from the Rotary, was it the Rotary Club? Yeah. And they're going to do something together. So Damone has this wonderful background in R&B and hip-hop, yet his son, Ellis, is becoming this indie rock star. Ellis has only been playing the guitar for a little over a year, and he was the first person that we actually interviewed as part of the Sounds of California in this area. And he played some of the most beautiful songs and original pieces with only like 4 months or 5 months of playing the guitar. And one of my favorite songs by you is Cleopatra. You know, I love that song. So we're going to leave you in the hands of Damone and Ellis Carter.
It's the same game each and every day with you. So please tell me, what the hell am I supposed to do? What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening and so far. Get out of admit I was wrong, you fought back. I stay strong, you wanna put me in the place where you think I belong. You're my least favorite thing in the world, and I'm sorry, but I stand brave and bold when I say this ain't the end. But all you can think about is revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same game each and every day with you, so please tell me what the hell am I supposed to do? What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening, and so far, yeah. I haven't learned a thing. Why don't you care about anyone else? It just so happens I don't know a thing or two myself. What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening, and so far I haven't learned a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Got this angel on my shoulder as I'm battling my demons. It's been 10 plus years of blood, sweat, and semen. The rose is a rose when it grows to the semen. The side rose to recover a weed head. Discover even though I was flawed, I walk with God in real life and you're walking apart. I invite you to come as you are. Come on, come on. Everybody take a walk with my thoughts and I'ma show you different sides of the game. Sunshine and rain as I'm drifting through the time and space. Only trying to find my place, my purpose. This is but one man's story, my search.
It's the same game, missions every day with you. So please tell me what the hell am I supposed to do? What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening and so far I haven't learned a thing. Why don't you care about anyone else? It just so happens I know a thing or two myself. What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening and so far. It's the same game each and every day with you. So please tell me what the hell am I supposed to do? What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening and so far. Why don't you care about anyone else? It just so happens I don't know a thing or two myself. What lesson are you trying to teach? Cause I've been listening and so far I haven't learned a thing.
Warfare is spiritual, psychological, geopolitical. Self-awareness is critical, analytical. Thinking on the brink of extinction is so pitiful. You train to regurgitate the cut that they spit at you. Like, what did we get into? This can't be life with everybody popping pills just to get them through. All because the hardest pill to swallow is the bitter truth. People like to follow, but they really need to get a clue. I wish we could begin anew. Press the reset button. Redirect from this path of destruction. See, we fighting over half of nothing in a class war. Time to free your mind like it's 20 fast four. They label us as bangers and dope fiends. Seeing through smoke screens and probing closed minds for openings. For all my graffiti writers, let's get united, activists and organizers. Push up your lighters if you're tired of the nonsense.
Put your hands
stop
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand up.
If you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you. And if you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
that
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and
up.
If you only want your whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh.
Our living is unsustainable. We reaching for goals that's unattainable. The governing logic is unexplainable. We jaded by this tainted view with shades painted blue, red, white. Stuck like a deer off in the headlights. I read between the headlines. Blood red eyes. It's more head scratches than headlights. I head towards the light. My headlight. My eyes see visions. 10-point plan executed with precision. Not begging for a favor nor asking for permission. Cause power can seize nothing to you up and confront them. The system is up and running, but we down for maintenance. But we children of the struggle, so we down to make it. Either exercise your rights or they bound to take them. have your speech locked down verbatim. I spit with the will of a fighter and the skill of a writer. If you feel how I feel, time to put up your liars. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hand
not
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
if
up.
You only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh.
If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
not
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and if you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you,
oh.
Put your hands up.
Oh.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. People, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. People, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. People, put your hands up. If you're tired of the nonsense, that be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand up.
If you only want the whole truth,
put your hands up.
Not believing what they told you.
Oh,
if you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands up.
That be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
if
up.
You only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damon and Alice Carter. Thank you. I'm sure they all want to know, how do you work in order to put this together? Father and son, son and father. Tell us about the process.
My dad came to me and he was like, hey, I was asked if you wanted to like come together with me and perform at this thing. And then I was like, sure. But this is actually the first time that me and my dad have worked together to put on a show thing. So my dad, he does like more of like hip hop and rap, and I'm into more like pop and rock. So it was really cool like coming together, and we each kind of brought our own like style to both of the songs. And so it was nice to kind of collaborate and put together the songs. And I really like how they came out.
You want to add something, Damon?
Yeah, I'm riding his coattails. He's been playing for about a year and a half. And yeah, our kind of musical tastes are wildly different, and we get into some interesting debates around that. But when we were tasked with coming up with something collaboratively, it was a really, you know, fun process of being able to work with my son and exchange ideas.
And we know that hip-hop, it's a social expression with political features, and you're very young, Damon, but I am guessing that maybe your political views or perspective and socials are kind of different. How do you work together with this?
You know, I definitely in my work, it definitely has more of a political bent in the lyrics and things that I do. I would say for Ellis's original work and the covers he likes to do are more of the personal. You know, politics are personal, though. But, you know, it was interesting to try to find that middle ground and, you know, try to not be too heavy-handed with the politics. This is still at the end of the day, it's about music. And so, yeah, I thought it was an interesting place where we landed with this.
One thing, you know, both of you are fixtures here at the Mexican Heritage Plaza. And how many of you have participated in a cafecito event? Has anybody?
Anyone? Been all right, yeah, all right. Round of applause for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so you've already seen Ellis play, right? and so I've come to these events, and it's you see him singing, and all these, you know, chicanitos and chicanitas singing along your songs, you know? And it's really, you're demonstrating how you influence this space. And I was just wondering, how has this space influenced the two of you?
Coming to the cafecito events has been like really great for me because it gives me a space to perform about once a month, and it's really nice like coming every time, seeing some familiar faces, and like just performing for those people. Some of them start to even memorize my songs, which is really cool. And you know, it's nice to have like a little family that we come to and like perform once in a while, and it's been really fun for me.
I've enjoyed him having this space, you know, as a performer, especially as a young person, it was really hard for us to have spaces to do the thing we wanted to do. And so working here and being, you know, one of the organizers of the event is really, I feel blessed to be able to bring my son into that space and,
and have him kind of grow and develop and outshine me potentially, basically. That's where this is all going.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Damone and Ellis Carter.
You are listening to Sounds of California, East San Jose, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The program will continue after this break.
Well, the next interlude was going to be El Centro Cultural de la Gente. Nobody has photos of this place. Thank you. I'm going to talk to you after this event. Anyways, we have, so I ended up doing it on Story and King, which of course is a major thoroughfare in East San Jose. And those growing up in this area, you know, we see it as a, you know, a major site for commercial venture, but it's always been an intersection of gathering, especially during the 70s when it was one of the main destinations for any lowrider. You know, the cola of cars would reach Hopkins, you know, from the King intersection to back to Hopkins, and then on Cinco de Mayo all the way past Jackson. And people would just miraculously, once you get to King Road, it would just flow through. And then people would jump on the freeway, get the freeway back to Jackson, and get start all over again and go through again. But it you know, it was these wonderful different places that we would just see these amazing sculpted, motorized, low-riding pieces of art, you know, transporting the sound systems, blasting everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Marvin Gaye, Willie Colon, Joe Patan, and always, always oldies.
Is it Berta or Lulu? What's your name?
What's your name?
Do I stand a chance with you? It's so hard to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh wee, ooh wee, ooh wee. What's your name?
Though cruising has been prohibited, though cruising has been prohibited since, people still gather, you know, when it's Cinco de Mayo or after a huge banda festival, people are still gathering. And the police are here as soon as they get here to block the intersection, to set up their checkpoints and everything. But still, people have a tendency to gather here. And as we saw in May 1st, 2006, how the streets were filled with Raza joining the national labor migrant movements, taking claim of public space to demonstrate the power and presence of hardworking people. This is King in Story. Chelis.
Now we're going to introduce our next participant. They are Halao Napuauco Comajinauja. They are founded in 2007 here in San Jose by Kumu Luana, committing to carrying the legacy of Hula in San Jose, and they offer classes here at this Plus, Mexican Heritage Plus. Luana is from Puerto Rico. Her father is Puerto Rican, and her mother is from Philippines. And we are going to enjoy a form of dance accompanied by songs named Hula. Let's welcome them.
O mau kau kau, o li.
Nele mai lau kaula I ke kai. Ke ma la ma la ma o ni I hau ua malie. A malie pa ka inu vai. Ke inu mai la na hala o na we I ke kai. No na we kahala, No kuna kabahine, no kalua no ikina weia. Unihi ka mauna I ka lai e, o vai ale ale la I vai lua. Pukia ela I ka lani, ka papa au vai o ka vai kini. Ala ia a ela e nono, na lo ka ipuhaa, ka lala mauka o ka paa e. Mai paa I ka leo, he ole ka hea mai e.
E hea I ke knaka e koma loko, e hanai ai aha waha. E ano ka ukalau ka leo, ahe vale noa, e mai e komo mai. Aloha e ka la e ka oa e nei. Aloha e ka la e ka oa e nei. Ka la pu no no I ka maka o ka lehua. Ua hi o lani pele, ua maali e. He na we I ke ke ia na ka poki I e. E aloha e. E ala e, e aloha e, e ala e, e aloha e, e ala e, pele e.
Ho'o mau kau kau. Ka hea. Ai, ho'o puka e ka la, mātahi ki.
O huka e ka la makahikina, me ka hui ka I hele, no kumukahi haa mai na. Iwa me hi iaka, me ka polaka I ka ulu behi behi, ne e mai na iwa maku walo, me ke alo ka poke ai iwa iwa, ho ino e ke kapu me na alii. E ola na po a pau loa la e a la e a la e a ahi hi e ahi hi a.
He inoa no I iaka o pele.
He inoa no I iaka ki poli o pele. Ho'o mau kau kau. Ka hea.
E komo
e komo ma loko a o hale ma'u ma'u a ma'u na pulu e ola ola ne e pele 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 e hua ina hua ina tui tlani pele hua ina hua ina tui tlani e komo ma loko a o hale ma'u ma'u a ma'u na pulu e ola ola. Epele, 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 hua ina, hua ina, tui tlani.
Hua ina,
hua ina, tui tlani. Pahu, pahu, ua mai o tlani ani. Pahu, pahu, ua mai o tlani ani. Pahu, pahu, ua mai o tlani ani. Ie, ho I la, ho I e ka o ue. I ka uka le hua a o hula manu e. O nauna I ke ala lao a ka I kupu kupu. Kupu a e ke aloha noho pono I ka niu ai. Ai.
Ho I.
Ho I e, ho I la, ho I e ka o hue. I ka uka le hua a o kula maune. Ona una ike a la lao ke kuku kuku. Kuku a eke a loho noho pono I kani ua.
Thank you. Luana, thank you. Can you explain a little bit about what we just listened and saw? It seems like a ceremony or a special chant. Can you explain us, please?
Sure. So the chant that we did, it's a lot of kahiko, which is ancient hula, is protocol. So what you saw in the beginning was us putting on our lei, asking that if our lei and our offering is good, that the gods and goddesses will come and be with us. And then you might notice that we have lei at all of our po'o, so we have it on our head, on our ankles, on our wrists, and around our neck. So we believe that if we are doing well, that ancestors come to dance with us. And then she asks for permissions to come on, then I give it to her, and then we say hello to all of you. And I ask her, what are we dancing today? She responds, she dances. She does an entrance dance, and then she does an exit dance. So it's, kahiko is very, there's a protocol to it.
Great, thank you. And what about the instrument? That it's also kind of language, right? Like say something.
Right, so the ipuheke is our percussion instrument that we're using today. And it's a double gourd, so we fit it together. And back in ancient times, they could do it without glue, but I use glue, cheater, but if you look inside, it's glued together, and depending on what beats I do, it's kind of a conversation with my olapa, with Kama, telling her, like, these are the steps you're supposed to do. Each beat has a certain step that she matches to.
And as I mentioned at the beginning, you have part of Puerto Rican blood. So, yes. Do you have some influence from Puerto Rico, like bomba, plena, or, and actually also here, since you teach us here in the Mexican Heritage Plaza, mm-hmm. I'm sure you are always listening to the Azteca drums. Mm-hmm. Tell us about if you combine or inspires you.
Yeah, it definitely inspires me. So the reason I became a cultural practitioner is that both my parents were very down for their islands. So my dad is from Puerto Rico, somos de La Plata y Bonito, sector fraternidad. And my mom is from, born and raised on Aiea, Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, even though my great-grandfather came from the Philippines, so she had mixed heritage. And so my parents always made sure, like we got sent home to our grandparents to live for the summers to make sure that even though we were a military family, we were moving around, we knew where we came from. And so being here just, it really feels like a welcoming place, because we also, like the Aztecas, we dance on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And so our drums, like if you come here, because there's also drum circle, we have our drums and they have theirs. And it's just really this drum beat, this heartbeat that's happening. And that's why we feel so at home here. And so as far as hula goes, the kahiko, the ancient hula, I said, there's a protocol to it. So I get that from my kumuhula, Sylvia Puunani Ha'aheo Edgar, who got it from her kumuhula, who got it from there. So there's a legacy there. But the modern hula, the owana, I definitely bring some of my own sabor to that. So when I became a kumuhula, we got to choose our own songs to dance and to choreograph to for the first time. And I chose a song called Ku'upua Spanya, which is half in Hawaiian and half in Spanish. And it just really spoke to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our next artists and participants, one of them is my co-MC, my friend Russell Rodriguez, who I'm sure all of you know. He's an anthropologist, he's a mariachi musician, and he teaches at Santa Cruz University, and he's also a co-curator of the Smithsonian Center for the Folklife and Cultural Heritage Annual American Festival. And together with him is coming Federico Zúñiga, who was born in Ciudad Juárez, Mexico. He's a pianist, and he can play mambo, bolero, cumbia, pasodobles, and jazz. And also Charlie Montoya, he will join them. He was born in El Paso, Texas. He plays bajo sexto, guitar, and he also studied son jarocho with some very well-known artists, such as Dr. Loco here in California. So let's welcome them, please.
Don Federico is the church organist at Guadalupe Church, and he plays there every morning. We're going to start with something from that repertoire.
Ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, el trabajo y nuestro afán, como el trigo de los campos, al tu himno de la cruz, se transforman nuestras vidas. En el cuerpo de Jesús te ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, y el trabajo y nuestro afán, a los pobres de la tierra, a los que sufriendo están, cambias tu dolor al vino como la uva en el lagar. Te ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, el trabajo y nuestro afán.
You are listening to Sounds of California, East San Jose, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The program will continue after this break.